Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, cloudy, windy, high around the mid-60s. Temperatures right now, Kenosha, it's 57 degrees. 58 in Burlington, in Milwaukee, 57, also 57 in Racine. That proposed incentives package for Foxconn, the subject of a very lengthy public hearing before the Assembly Committee on Jobs and the Economy. People were supposed to be testifying as of late in the afternoon. That didn't happen until last night. For the first several hours, which aired live on Wisconsin Eye, members of the committee questioned members of the state administration about the aspects of the financial package. Testimony began with UW System President Ray Cross telling the committee the UW is perfectly positioned, he said, to meet the needs of Foxconn. Parkside Chancellor Debbie Ford there saying that numerous partnerships are already in place and that benefit local businesses, students, and the local community. State Representative Corey Mason spoke in support of the bill, ticking off a list of companies that have left Racine, said he feels concerns about such issues as wages, local hiring incentives, and environmental controls could be eased with just a few amendments to the incentive plan.
But I see those as possible amendments that could clarify some of the things that people are kind of saying already but don't seem strongly located in the bill. But for the purposes of the opportunity that this presents, I mean, people in Racine are hardworking, good middle-class people. And if you give them opportunity and training, they will do the work proudly and they will succeed. And so that's what I hope that this presents for our community moving forward.
Gateway Technical College President Brian Albrecht assuring the committee the technical college system is ready to offer Foxconn the resources it needs.
We do work cooperatively with the UW system and the private colleges through articulation and pathway development. So many of the questions you raised about do we have a workforce in Wisconsin that is prepared and how do we develop a talent pipeline for the future are things that we've been working on for many years in the state, and we believe we are ready and we are prepared to help not only increase our capacity, but assure that the graduates are prepared for some of the innovations that Foxconn is bringing.
Still unanswered, though, just where the sprawling Foxconn facility is going to be located, though Mark Hogan, the chief executive to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, said that announcement would be made in the next few weeks. Noticeably absent from the hearing, any representative of Foxconn, a statement from the chairman, Terry Gao, read at the beginning of the proceedings. Now, Madison Mayor Paul Soglin's recommending a potential site in his city for Foxconn to put that second facility. The Taiwanese manufacturer considering expanding its presence in the state to the Dane County area, so Mayor Paul Soglin suggests Foxconn take over the shuttered Oscar Mayer site on the north side. Well, after a third incident at the Manheim-Milwaukee auto auction in Racine County in recent months, Sheriff Christopher Schmaling praised the company for increasing its security measures, also expressing concern about the ages of the four suspects taken into custody following an attempted auto theft at that business yesterday morning. The 15- and 16-year-old suspects from Milwaukee County arrested at the scene, cooperating with investigators. Schmaling indicated they named eight others involved in the incident, but he said, "We need to take a long, hard look at parenting to determine why these teens were out so early in the morning."
Why we have individuals, juveniles, 15- and 16-year-olds, out at 3:30 in the morning, ramming through fences and crawling under fences like rats, stealing cars and putting everyone in safety in jeopardy. In the past, they've come right at the guards with their vehicles. This is very dangerous.
He noted Manheim has been working hard to beef up its security because of the recent break-ins. The sheriff urging the eight suspects who got away from the auto auction to, quote, do the right thing, unquote, and to turn themselves in. A semi failed to stop for some vehicles waiting for a train to pass, crashing into them late yesterday morning in Kenosha County in the 6500 block of Highway KR. According to the Sheriff's Department, an eastbound semi was stopped at the grade crossing along with a couple of other vehicles. A second eastbound semi then hit the two cars and came to rest after hitting the stopped semi. Driver of one of the cars, taken up to Frederick Hospital by Flight for Life, mainly as a precaution. Crash still under investigation. Mount Pleasant Police, State Patrol helping the Kenosha Sheriff's Department at the scene. City of Burlington residents affected by recent flooding still dealing with their own personal and or business cleanup, while the city itself is trying to get all operations back to normal and with an eye toward the future. City's dispatch facility, for instance, became dead in the water, literally with 6 feet of it in the basement of the PD building, leading to the Racine County Communications Center taking over. Administrator Karina Walters acknowledging that going forward includes planning for perhaps new infrastructure and locations.
Right now, temporarily, some of our infrastructure is at City Hall. Idealistically, we would want the infrastructure here at the police department. So as we're looking to identify kind of areas of where to place the infrastructure, that would include build-out and some other aspects.
She told council members they're still in temporary solution mode on things like phones and internet. Future decisions on how to proceed yet to come. And she acknowledged primary emergency operations center at the PD building became non-functional fairly early, so upcoming budget review, that's going to include a look into future planning. A spike in the number of parvovirus cases in dogs turned over to the Wisconsin Humane Society campus in Racine County, apparently prompting dozens of folks to attend a vaccination clinic at the Chicory Road site Thursday morning. Humane Society spokesperson Angela Speed saying as many as 80 attended the clinic, first person in line at 7:30 in the morning. In the last week, seven dogs from the community coming into the shelter with the parvovirus, two dead when they arrived at the shelter, three died despite efforts to save them, two puppies receiving treatment. Parvo is a preventable illness, according to Dr. Nadine Langston with the Racine campus, but it does require several booster vaccines before the dogs are fully protected. The Humane Society offering low-cost vaccination clinics at the Racine campus several times each month. A pair of white box grant requests to help redevelop the interiors of older business sites in Racine gets enthusiastic approval from the city's Redevelopment Authority, which is told the program continues to exceed expectations. The panel hearing about plans for revamping the former Nelson's Variety Store at 3221 Washington Avenue in West Racine into a retail or restaurant site. Hearing that from Beth Spangenberg, who noted two bids were received on everything, three in some instances, for what's turned into a lot of work.
We hired an electrical engineer out of Kenosha, and he plotted out all the lighting. We had professional HVAC people come in and plot it out so that everything would be up to code. That's the plan. We hired an architect to plan it out for the, how we wanted to change the structure inside. And we have a handicap bathroom. We have emergency doors, exit lights.
The other white box grant request from Tessa and Joseph Schulte, former Henry and Wanda's building at 501 6th Street, being transformed into a dinner restaurant with a bakery for their catering business, a project costing, they indicated, a little more than expected.
Doing a lot of work on the inside, where Henry and Wanda's, when you came in the front door, where there was the dance floor and carpeted area, where we salvaged the wood that we're taking out of the back dining room of theirs, is where our baking kitchen is going to be. And so we salvaged all that wood, and we're going to lay that up front and have it all sanded down and refinished. We are keeping that original ceiling that's in there and keeping the bar. We're going to have it refinished.
Both grant requests for up to the $20,000 maximum supported by the RDA, making it unanimous from City Hall. The White Box program, through administrative changes, has been combined with the Facade Grant program, with about $258,000 remaining available this year out of $400,000 to start, close to $100,000 already for White Box alone. Redevelopment Authority in Racine updated on various projects either having already been given approval or still in the process. Development Director Amy Conley reporting a nibble on the Southside Industrial Park where the old Massey Harris factory once stood.
Doing a lot of work on the...
We've received communications from an interested party who is looking to purchase the park, but we're currently in what we would call very preliminary negotiations with this company. I don't have anything to report at this point, as the negotiations are preliminary and they're not public at this time. So we'll come back to the RDA when we have something more firm to show and share with you. But I just wanted to let you know that we do have some interest.
Meanwhile, the Common Council will be getting an update, she said, the next 4 to 6 weeks on Machinery Row. And she noted a request for information going out to a list of hoteliers in reference to the Lakefront Event Center proposal.
The RFI was written by our consultants, S.B. Friedman, and was issued by the City of Racine Purchasing Department. The RFI was sent out to over 25 hoteliers who've expressed an interest in receiving the document, and responses will be back to the city in early September for review and interviews. So moving forward with that project.
The 615 Marquette Street redevelopment project across from Machinery Row does not qualify for state historic tax credits. The Veterans Housing Project for the old Clark Street industrial buildings, that continues to make progress. And the Racine Revitalization Partnership did meet their deadline for home funding and secured some private funding to renovate 1418 Washington Avenue in Uptown. And the Burlington Little League All-Star team winning their 8-10-year-old state title in the division, a decisive 20-5 win over Appleton that game called because of the score in the fourth inning. To help celebrate and help the community kind of take its collective mind off the recent flooding, Mayor Jeannie Hefty has announced both the city and the town fire departments and the Burlington Rescue Squad, on which she still serves, will be giving the players a welcome home around 6 o'clock tonight, a celebratory escort. The route to go from the Big R Store parking lot on Milwaukee Avenue to Pine Street, then conclude at East Chandler Boulevard. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section and throughout the day at WRJN News. We'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.